Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This is the Feast of the Conception of Mary. The Roman Catholic Church has a doctrine which must be believed as a matter of faith if you're a Roman Catholic, the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception. Many Anglicans do embrace this doctrine. It's not considered to be necessary for salvation because it can't be proved wholly out of Scripture. But it's a wholesome and instructive teaching, and I'm going to try to unpack it tonight. Mary is the model of the Christian person, of the Christian soul, and Mary is the model of the church. How is it that we are going to be saved? Our problem is that we have lost our original human dignity. We were meant to have a perfect love, adoration, and praise for God. We were meant to have a perfect love and service for each other. We've lost that. How are we to regain that? We can't regain it by our own power. God has to come and restore that to us. And for this reason, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God has come himself in the person of Jesus Christ and become incarnate from the Virgin Mary. Fully God, but made man so that he can restore to us the human dignity which we've lost, to give us true human being. But for God to come into the world and to give us this great gift requires a perfect yes. God does not save us by force. He saves us by surrender and welcome. He will not overwhelm us. We have to say yes to him. And what Mary says to, you know, be it unto me according to thy will, we have to say that. You know, yes, Lord, come. Yes, Lord Jesus, come and be born in my heart and make me new. Yes, Lord Jesus, come and be born in your church and make your church new. Yes, Lord Jesus, come and be born in the world in through the church and make the world new. There has to be a yes. And there was an original yes that was necessary. And the original yes that was necessary was not naturally possible. It was only supernaturally possible. We are saved by grace, which we apprehend through faith. What does that mean? It means that we don't pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. It means that we don't earn our way with God. It means that the gift of salvation and the gift of a recreated human nature, the gift of a new heart, the gift of a new life, as I say it, a new life with God and with each other that begins now and which the grave cannot hold. It is a pure gift. There's nothing that we do to deserve it. And there's nothing that we contribute to it. It is a complete and perfect gift. Now, we have to receive this gift, and we have free will to receive this gift, but our capacity to receive this gift is impaired. We have free will, but our free will is impaired. This is the doctrine of original sin. And it's one of the great divides that's in the world today. Is human nature, as we naturally find it, is it perfectible? Or is there something wrong with it that needs a divine solution? If you think that human nature is naturally perfect, we can just sort of make ourselves new and pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps, inevitably what happens is that people conceive of the bad people are over there and the good people are over here. And there are various ways of doing this. There are racial ways of doing this. In our time, the primary way of doing this is political and ideological. We have the right ideas. We have the right programs. We have the right policies. We have the right way of thinking about things. And these people over here, they're wicked and they're bad. Alexander Solzhenitsyn's great discovery was that the line between good and evil goes through the middle of every heart. Martin Luther said it this way. He said, the new Adam has come, and we're given the gift of the new Adam in baptism. But the old Adam is very strong, and you have to take him to the font and drown him every day. There's a battle in us, you see, between the old nature and the new nature which Christ has come to give us. And for that new nature to come into the world, there has to be, in the body of humanity, one person who can give a perfect yes. And it's not possible, it's not humanly possible to give a perfect yes without a grace, without an assistance from God. So, I've said this more than once. We have free will, yet we can't properly exercise our free will unless God will help us. It sounds like a zero-sum game. It's not. It's hard for us to understand it, but it's not hard for God to do it. God gives us grace so that we can use our free will, so that we can receive the gift that he wants to give us, so that we can have a new heart and a new life with God, with each other, that begins now and which the grave cannot hold. But for this new life to come to us, there had to be a perfect yes. And so Mary, in light of the salvation which is to come, it's not through anything that she does. It's totally through the grace of God, which is won for us in the cross of Jesus Christ. But in view of that grace, she is given a perfect human nature. She's given the capacity to give a perfect yes, to make a perfect act of obedience, to have a perfect reception of the grace of God, so that the word of God's eternal love can take on flesh and become a human being because of this yes of hers, which is hers, but is hers because first she's received this grace. The doctrine of the Immaculate Conception is all about how salvation is a complete and total gift. It depends utterly upon the grace of God, and it works in the human heart in such a way as to make it possible to receive the gift of salvation. Now, we must become Christ-like. We must become Christ-like. To become Christ-like is to reach out, as St. Paul says, to reach out towards the prize, run the race, to reach out towards the prize. The prize is what? The restoration, the complete and perfect restoration of our human nature. We have to become Christ-like. We're never going to become identical with Jesus Christ. He's fully God and fully human. We're never going to be fully God. We can become Christ-like. Christ can live in us. We can be conformed to Christ. We can grow up into the full stature of Christ. That's our prayer. But we can become, and it's God's promise that we will become, in the life of the world to come, like Mary. A human being, totally and completely transformed, full of grace. Here's the prototype of which we are to become the type. Here's the prototype for the Christian individual, and here's the prototype for the Christian church. And it is a marvelous thing. It's God's gift and a work of grace from top to bottom. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm inclined to be. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.